I think men and women have an equal role. So I don't think it's this is your job and this is our job. I think it's all of our job. I don't know any blokes that are personally concerned about Me Too. I mean, I figure that's not a... I mean, it's currently a gender conversation, but discrimination or abuse of any individual, whether that be of a sexual or a bullying nature, is unacceptable, full stop. So I don't think that those that are trying to do the right thing and trying to progress humanity in this industry and make sure that people are skilled appropriately are concerned, and they shouldn't be.
Lou?
Yeah, look, I think we just put too much... I think we're putting too much onus on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like it's any man's job to create me as an equal or have me as an equal. You know, that's up to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's anyone else's responsibility. And, you know, I feel really comfortable with the fact that I don't see that around me. I don't see any men going out of their way to try and... The only thing I've ever seen that men going out of their way is in board positions. And the amount of board positions I've been offered as a woman, not for because of my skill set, because I'm a woman, and I've just said no to them, basically. Rugby league clubs, they're a real good one, right? They want women on their boards, and they just go, no. No. You don't want me because I'm a woman, you want me for my skill set and what I can bring to your business. So I don't actually see any men going out of their way to, do you?
I have to say, I don't have children, but I was sitting with a friend of mine the other day, and I don't know, for the people that do have kids, I kind of agree with you in how far we go with Me Too, et cetera, et cetera, because she just said back to me, her young son had actually started to get so paranoid about not being a girl that then it was literally, again, kind of being flipped. How do I actually, like, Mum, what do I stand for? And she said it was a really uncomfortable conversation to have because, again, it's just about getting that balance with the conversation.
I think the only ones that have done well out of the Me Too movement are the black dress designers. I'm probably saying the wrong thing, but I just...
You think?
just get on with it. You know, don't worry about it, just get on with it.